Friday, January 7th, 2012. This is David Cohn, head strategist for No BS Investor, with your weekly market update in ETF and stock rankings. Through January 6th, the S&P 500 is up 1.6% for the year, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 1.1%, the NASDAQ is up 2.6%, and the IFA Index, which tracks the international markets, is down 0.4% for the year. Most of the major indices ended the day down, with the exception of the NASDAQ. In the morning, the Labor Department announced that the economy added 200,000 jobs last month. This lowers the unemployment rate to 8.5%. Unfortunately, this didn't drive stocks very high. In other news, Italy's borrowing costs were driven up to spike levels while the euro fell against the dollar. Italy is now paying 7.09% to borrow for 10 years, which reflects fears of a default. The 10-year Treasury note yield fell to 1.96% from 2% yesterday as investors continue to be worried about the markets. In corporate news, Alcoa Inc. dropped 2.2% because of a Citibank analyst forecast that the company lost money in the fourth quarter. Global Payments Inc., which processes credit, debit, and gift card payments, dropped 3.4% after their reported earnings were below analyst expectations. Family Dollar Stores also dropped 7.5% after reporting below analyst expectations. Dendrion Corp. increased 13% after it reported that sales of Provenge grew in the fourth quarter. Here are your weekly ETF rankings. Number 1, PIMCO 25-year zero coupon. Number 2, the Vanguard Extended Duration ETF. Number 3, the iShares Barclays 20-plus year treasury. Number 4, Spider Barclays Capital Long Term. And number 5, Vanguard Long Term Government Bond. As you can see, all top 5 holdings are fixed income, which is where our trend models are now focused on. And here are our weekly stock rankings. Number 1 is Adams Resources and Energy. Number 2, Royal Dutch Shell. Number 3, U.S. Home Systems, Inc. Number 4, Humana, Inc. And number 5, System Max, Inc. Please note, these are rankings and not suggested portfolio holdings. For more information on portfolio holdings, please visit www.nobsinvestor.com. And if you'd like to see all of our weekly updates, please visit www.nobsinvestor.com/blog. Thank you.